Well, for our next story, we take a look at an issue that's left one of your readers feeling, well, like this. I think that's a frustrated sound there. Yes, nothing worse than the frustration of seeing a big banner ad announcing a great deal and then finding those hidden costs whack up the price. It makes it impossible to know if you're getting a good deal. But is it legal? And with the new Consumer Rights Act saying that they're preventing firms hiding fees in small print, I wonder whether this will apply. But we're talking specifically now about the case of one of your readers. Now, they want a new TV, phone and broadband deal. They wrote to you particularly annoyed at some of the providers and highlighted Virgin Media's Big Bang advert. Now, this offered at £16 for 9 months, the TV, phone and broadband deal. However, the small print says you must also buy line rental at the same time at £16.99. So that doubles the fee. Simon, what's going on here? What are companies doing?
I think that this is absolutely outrageous what phone companies, broadband, TV and phone companies do. And they're all at it with this thing, where basically you've got a whacking great big advert with the price, and then underneath it, it says, oh, but you've got to take the line rental. And what they've done over the years is basically bumped up the cost of the line rental so many times that the line rental, now, for example, in this Virgin instance, is actually more expensive than the package itself. I don't think that they should be allowed to do that. I think that where it says Big Bang, £16 a month in big letters, it should say Big Bang, £32.99 a month, because that is how much it will cost you. You cannot buy that Big Bang package for £16 a month because you have to pay for the line rental.
Yeah.
But apparently this is okay and they're allowed to do it.
Well,
we spoke to the Advertising Standards Authority and apparently it's okay.
Well, that's right, isn't it? Where does the law stand on this, Rachel?
Well, they say that so long as it says somewhere with some degree of prominence on the advert that, yes, you do have to pay the £16.99 a month, then it's OK. I agree with Simon, though. I just think it's ridiculous. If it's an obligatory charge, you cannot take out this deal without paying for it, then it should be included. And it's just, I mean, 16 quid, it looks really good, doesn't it? But after 9 months, that becomes 50.
And it makes it so difficult to find out, doesn't it? Well, what the deals are out there, because they're so complicated.
It's so frustrating. I just took out broadband. It took me about 3 hours in the end. I got so angry because to compare all the different things. And then especially when you get these bundles where you get your TV, your phone and your broadband. So you might have a deal that looks good on your broadband, but then France a lot, your phone mobiles a lot. Then if the call charges are more on that package, then it doesn't matter that you've got a good deal on broadband, you're still going to end up paying more. And to shop round also is infuriating because you have to change everything at once. And you do want to shop round on these because so often the rates that are advertised are teaser rates. So they last 9 months or they last year. And then suddenly you end up seeing your bills go up to 50 quid and you've got to swap everything round again.
Simon?
Well, I've got an idea to solve this problem, right?
Right.
So basically, one of my problems with this is that effectively you are entering into a credit agreement. So you are signing up to a direct debit and pledging that you will pay this amount under contract, and you can run up extra charges in terms of your extra spending on the phone or the broadband going over your limits and things like that. Now, you wouldn't get away with this kind of advertising and pricing, I think, with a credit card. You have to do that whole thing where you have the representative APR. So what I think is that the TV, phone and broadband companies, if they want to continue doing this ludicrous pricing system where they quote you one price and then add another thing on and everything like that, should be made to display an average price per month in the corner of the advert. And that would mean that people could simply look at it and go, that's the average price per month of this deal over the full length of the contract, be it 12 months, 18 months, 24 months.
So they stick with the big advert, then they've got a small print, then they've got an average print on the side.
Goodness. Do what they want. If they want to continue this madness,
Simon.
Do what they want, continue this madness, little circle at the bottom, average price per month, then you would know how much it costs.
I do have to ask, though, will the new Consumer Rights Act change anything? It's supposed to prevent firms hiding fees in the small print. How small does this print have to be?
This goes under the regulation of the Advertising Standards Authority, and they are very specific about the terms and conditions and how big they have to be and the prominence on adverts. If you see one that you think is misleading, then report it to the ASA. They crack down every week. They um, tell tell companies to take down advertisements. And also what we see with the rulings from the ASA is companies have little spats between them where they will go and, you know, BT will go and dob on Virgin and then Virgin will get back next week. And so they're looking out for each other as well. That's good.